I hereby introduce to you Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey, 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 welcome to Amazing FBA, the place to be for UK-based Amazon entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Veazey. Welcome to the show. Hi, Amazing FBAers. Welcome back to the show. This is Amazing FBA with your host, Michael Veazey. Sorry that I haven't been around for a couple of weeks. I know I'm aware that I haven't produced any podcasts for a couple of weeks. I've been beavering away creating something that I want to talk to you about today, which is creating not one, but two separate Amazon masterminds, although they're kind of on a continuum. So one will progress into the other, which is the Zero to Hero Mastermind, which is for people who are new to Amazon selling, and the 10K Collective, which is for people who are doing at least $10,000 a month or more in sales. In fact, quite a few of our members in that are doing well over $100,000, and a couple are doing, you know, like a $2-4 million a year equivalent. So actually, got a huge variety now. So I wanted to talk to you about Amazon Masterminds. Now, obviously, I'm creating one myself. I'm somewhat biased, but I do honestly think that that could be seen as the wrong way round. I think you need a mastermind. And the reason why I've created one is because I've personally experienced so much additional success in my Amazon businesses because of belonging to a good mastermind myself. And I've begun to see over the course of 12 months of running mastermind, other people also benefit a lot from being in a mastermind. I mean, some people have got some amazing results, which I want to share with you in a second. And sometimes the results are the bad things that don't happen. They're just as important as the good things that do, right? So quick, a quick summary of why I personally experienced so much power in a mastermind. I've been a member of a mastermind for about 18 months now that I've been in. It's a private little group of about 16 to 20 of us. And I've met a great business partner with whom I formed an Amazon business about a year ago. And we're beginning to get off the ground slowly, but I'm starting to learn a huge amount. He's such a sharp guy. And we've done various projects together, some of which are serving other people rather than doing our own Amazon business. I've learned tactics that have made me thousands of dollars extra in sales, and I'm just, you know, relaunching old products, launching new products, product research, you name it. And I've also had the inspiration and the accountability to move forward in my business as well. I've also had things like a deal worth hundreds of thousands of dollars in revenue was offered to me, all of which came through that one single mastermind, right? But that would never have come about if I'd just gone to meetings with 100 people where you can network and superficially chat to people, or have some guy speaking from the front about how wonderful it is, this latest tactic. That's a good stuff, and I really recommend going to those, but that is not what I'm talking about in a so-called mastermind. So that's why I want to talk about this today. I've written a pretty intensive blog post about this, which I think you might wish to read, which is over at amazingfba.com/Amazon-mastermind-y. I'll put the link in the show notes here. This is episode 204, by the way, so you can always find the show notes at the episode number. So it's amazingfba.com/204. That's where you'll find the show notes for this episode, but I'll link them back to the blog post as well. So that's a bit of background information. So I'm aware that since I run masterminds, then this might seem a bit self-serving. I think that's backwards. The reason why I run masterminds is because they're so powerful for people. So I think that everybody should consider this and really look into this. Now, it may be that you are listening to this and you're based in America, in which case, obviously, you're never going to be able to join my physical mastermind meetings unless you fly a long way to do so. And you're better off finding somebody more local. But the same principle applies. First thing, let's define our terms. What do we mean by an Amazon mastermind? Amazon, first of all, is a business opportunity. Could be exploited by a huge variety of business models. There are about 14 business models, according to some authorities I've heard. That sounds about right to me. Certainly, the common ones include retail arbitrage, online arbitrage, drop shipping, wholesale, and, of course, private label. So when I say Amazon, my particular focus here and that of the entire podcast and blog is, of course, on selling private label products via Amazon FBA. So that's the first thing. Second thing, what do we mean by a mastermind? Well, I think in a way it's easy to say what it isn't. What it isn't is 100 people in a room with somebody speaking from stage or sort of basically giving information, because I think that is a really wonderful thing. And that's for conference for me, or maybe it's a meetup. And that's a great chance to learn new information and be inspired and meet new people. And that's wonderful. And that is not a mastermind. That is not going to do the same thing. Right, and if you want something like that, Andy Gelman of Web Retailers is starting to run some great meetups in London. And so check that out in the show notes. I'll put a link in there. And by the way, don't think Andy's even slightly claimed that it is a mastermind. He's not pretending it is. It's a kind of conference type meetup, right? And there are various things about a mastermind that are different to that. I think, first of all, to be really powerful, it needs to be very interactive. So all the participants have to think hard and engage their brains in a very active way so that it develops their business thinking on a deeper level. Secondly, it needs to be focused. Generalized excitement has its place, but I'd argue that that place is at a larger conference type meeting. Okay, like Andy Geldman's web retailer meetups, etc. The third thing is it needs to move the participants on in their business. So honest truth here, how many times have you been to a seminar or a workshop that's actually pretty big, not so much a workshop as just like learning new stuff? You come home inspired and you've done nothing. Maybe you talked about it, you fantasized about becoming rich and developing a wonderful business, and then you've done nothing, right? Now, don't be too embarrassed. I did that for years. I'm getting over that now, partly because I'm in a mastermind. I have that accountability. So I don't believe that serves anyone long-term. And I think the success of a true mastermind is measured in how much action its participants produce and how much progress they make towards their goals, right? Now, about the size thing, if you've got 100 people in a room, I don't think it can be very interactive. That just isn't practical, right? You need to limit it to a number of people where they can be interactive. Maybe 20 to 30 people max is kind of, you know, realistically, if you've got a weekend, maybe 30 people. If you've got a day or a few hours, maybe 20 people is the absolute max, really. And by the way, the masterminds I run, it's maximum 10 people in a room at the moment. I might expand it to 15 max ever, really. So that brings me to another question, which is, I really like this question because I think it's very important. Why bother being in a mastermind? Why can't you just look on the Google and Facebook groups and just generally gather information? And I really like this question because I think the answer illustrates a number of mindset things which are very important to answer to be a really successful entrepreneur. So my simple answers are time, certainty, motivation, action, and progress. So I'm going to address each of those in turn because I think people really underestimate the opportunity cost of trying to do everything on your own in isolation. So first of all, let's talk about your time. And of course, since the invention of Google, you can pretty much find anything if you have enough time to dig deep. And you can find a lot of stuff on Facebook groups. Goodness knows there are enough of them online. And I have one if you wish to join it. The free public one is amazingfba.com/FBF, as in face, B as in book. And you can join just over 1,100 people there now, which is great, but that's not enough. The problem is two things. First of all, reinventing the wheel takes a lot of time, right? Let's say you're researching private label product research methods. And let's say you manage to gather all the information you get in a 30-minute hot seat of one of my Amazon Mastermind meetings by taking a week of Google research. Yeah. So say maybe 40 hours. So maybe you saved yourself whatever a mastermind costs, say £69 or whatever in my case, in some cases a lot more. But let's say you multiply that over four different areas of your business. That means you spent 4 weeks doing different things like product research, website building, sourcing, that could have you taken you maybe 4 days. Yeah, maybe it's more like 20 hours. I think you just more than quadrupled, you quintupled, you've 5x'd your work time. Now, if your future Amazon business is going to generate $10,000 a month in profit in a few months, you've just incurred an opportunity cost of $10,000. Because you've lost a month effectively of your business for the sake of saving whatever, 50, 100 quid, whatever it costs to join a mastermind. Make sense? So reinventing the wheel is incredibly expensive of your time and effort. And yes, you can do it and you'll save money, but that mentality is going to shoot you in the foot so badly when it comes to building a business, right? Now, another thing that an Amazon mastermind gives you more certainty. Here's a simple question. How do you know out of thousands of Facebook posts which ones are from a solid source and which aren't? And the true answer is it's hard to know. And doing the research to find that would take even more hours, right? In the mastermind, if it's a small one, you know who you're dealing with. And because of non-disclosure and non-compete clauses, you can quickly, within that safe space, find out who you should trust and whose, you know, opinions you should take with a pinch of salt. Yeah. So, make sure there's quality control about who the members are. You know, if you just get a random people offline, and I'll talk about that in a second, it's not going to serve you, right? You need somebody who's going to police this stuff. And that's a hard job. I can tell you as somebody who's been doing that for a while now. finding people who are not tire kickers, who are action takers and who are intelligent enough to be worth listening to, it, you know, that's quite a big value in itself, right? So when you're in a mastermind, you can tell who's being successful actually implementing stuff and who's just bouncing some theory they read somewhere or from the latest course they've taken, right? There's value in stuff passed on from the latest guru, but it's nothing like as valuable as the information you've got from real life experience. And it's good to know which you're dealing with and therefore how seriously you should take it, right? And the ability to really differentiate between those two things, that is theory that you've read somewhere and stuff you've actually learned from experience and proven in your business, that's one of the most valuable things you can get from a small group. So now the next thing, why should I go to a mastermind as opposed to just being on my own behind a computer? Well, the next thing is motivation, right? Be honest, if you've been researching private label opportunities for a couple of months without even buying a small amount of inventory or 3 or 4 months or 5 months, I'm afraid, my friend, that research is cover for fear. Yeah, it's just a polite word for fear. It's intellectually and socially acceptable, but it's just BS. Okay, just be honest. By the way, we've all been there, but you want to move on from that state or you'll never make money. I spoke to somebody a couple of days ago who was worrying about investing a whole £49, which, by the way, that price is over because that was for beta testing, to join the Zero to Hero Mastermind. And he was saying, you know, what am I going to get out of this mastermind that I don't get from just doing it on my own, which is a very good question. And one of the reasons why I was motivated to create this podcast, I think, is an excellent question. And then he told me that he's been looking into this business model for, get this, 2 years. Now, hello, there is a bit of a link between the mindset of, I don't want to spend 49 whole pounds to maybe meet some amazing people and get some momentum and motivation, and I've been considering this for 2 years. You know, how much money has that guy lost as an opportunity cost from not moving on this thing? You know, it must be tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, depending on how well he would have done. Yeah. So that's just the classic example. I mean, I don't think I need to say very much else, really. You know, if you've been selling, but way below what you've targeted, again, that's just being human. But if you do nothing about it, nothing changes. Even if you're selling, you could move up. And here's the most important thing. Being with human beings physically is hardwired into us. We are group animals or pack animals. Yeah. So primates, we are higher order primates. Other primates like chimpanzees move in what's called a troop of about 150 people. Right. And it should be no surprise that your peer group, who you hang out with, the top 5 or 10 people who you spend most of your time with, has a massive impact on everything, your attitude, your health, and of course, your wealth, right? So getting yourself into a peer group and staying actually excited instead of isolated behind the laptop is just following fundamental principles of human psychology, indeed primate psychology, yeah? So if you violate those principles, it's not surprising that you don't do very well. I mean, why fight nature? It's just much more powerful to go with nature than to fight it. So that's another very simple reason why a face-to-face mastermind really makes a difference. Right, the last couple of points, action and progress. A mastermind helps create action. So this is the real kicker. If you've been researching for 5-6 months without buying anything, that isn't going to change unless you change something in your approach. Well, I've lost count of the conversations I've had with people who are just using research as a really obvious fig leaf for that four-letter word fear that we've mentioned already, right? Fear is fine, by the way. It's nature's way of flagging up risk. And awareness of risk is, contrary to the just do it without thinking school of Amazon buying, which I think is BS. Awareness of risk is really, really good for business. What's not good is getting stuck and being fearful. What you need to do is assess your fears and see if they're objectively got some validity or not. And then if they have, assess the risk and the reward and make a business-like decision, right? But you need people to inspire you by showing what's possible. And you also need to have proven strategies so that you can trust there's a proven way of doing it rather than just hope. Hope is not a strategy. And the opposite side of hope is fear. If you don't trust that you have a robust way of making real money, then you kind of should be fearful, right? But if you stay in fear and isolation, nothing's going to happen. You'll go around in circles. Nothing changes, right? So if you've got people to inspire you, you've got people who can show you proven strategies that they've tried that work and people to hold you accountable, then that breaks all of that roadblock down. It's pretty simple, right? Some people seem to be able to work in isolation and still succeed in Amazon. I can think of one person who's really doing that on a big scale. And actually, I've noticed recently he's actually started running a mastermind with somebody else on a big scale, yeah, quite a well-known one. And that's so actually, even he hasn't stayed in isolation and he actually has business partners. So it's pretty rare. You're unlikely to be that person. If you're really introverted, maybe you are. Congratulations. You are suited to that lifestyle of being stuck behind your laptop and create a business on your own. But for most of us, anyone who's more extrovert like me, just be real about who you are and just get working on collaborating with other Amazon sellers on a higher level. So that's hopefully given you some flavors on exactly why I think an Amazon mastermind is really, really important and powerful, and why isolation is such a dream killer. And this isn't theory. This comes from my experience. This is why I'm really quite passionate to share this at this point. And yes, I'm a bit biased because I run masterminds, and I'll probably stick a pitch at the end of this podcast for them. And if it's for you, great, check it out. If you can check it out, and if you decide it's not for you, great, that's fine. But you don't have to buy my stuff, but you do need to take this stuff seriously because it's based on fundamental human psychology. And if you ignore that, you're fighting nature. And if you fight nature, sooner or later, you're going to lose because nature's had millions of years to evolve to this point. So that's all I'm going to say for this episode. The next episode, I'm going to talk about the logistics and the processes of setting up an Amazon mastermind, and also why you might want to consider, having heard all that, consider joining an existing mastermind because it's a lot less hassle. But I'll talk about that in the next episode. Meanwhile, listen to my pitch if I bother putting it at the end of this show, and speak to you in the next episode. Cheers. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Now over to you. First, 80-20 everything. Learn the critical few. Maybe there's one thing in this podcast that can make all the difference. Find that thing. 20% of inputs give 80% of the outputs, which are the critical few for you. Then take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single time. Finally, and not least, review. If you've made mistakes, learn from them. If you've made a success, duplicate it. You can't do that unless you look back. So in summary, learn the critical few, then do, then review. And then, my friend, it's up to you. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. Speak to you in the next episode.